Hello and welcome back to the TTD, to Tani Talk Stuff. This year we'll be talking Daf Lesson a day. In a few minutes away, we're looking at Sukkah 44. The Gemara talks about Rav Chista said in the name of Rav Yitzchak, a person may fulfill his obligation with the Arava, that is the Lulav, on the first day of the festival. And what is the Arava's minimum amount? Rav Nachman said 3 twigs of fresh, moist leaves. But Rav Shesha said even a single leaf and a single branch is sufficient. And the 3 twigs, each with fresh leaves, Rashi points out in the notes. Alternatively, 3 twigs, each with 3 fresh leaves, pointed out in the notes. The idea being, we need to have that amount, and it has to be fresh, and it has to be moist. So it brings to mind the idea, what do we do with our aravos and hadassim? A lot of people have the idea, not even a custom, just a hack, a life hack for the lulav and the esrog and the hadassim and the aravos, to take the moist towel, the paper towel, get it a little wet, a little damp, wrap it around the leaves, and then wrap tinfoil around that so that it's kept as fresh as possible, as moist as possible, to keep the hadassim and aravos fresh, to keep them moist, to keep them alive. In our lives, that brings to mind to me the idea of what we could do to keep our lives fresh, to keep our lives moist, to keep mitzvos and chesed and involve ourselves in Torah in a moist, fresh way. How do we do that? How do we involve ourselves to keep them alive and keep the spark alive for Torah, mitzvos, and the like? The answer for me, I believe, is to approach mitzvos, to approach the aspects of Judaism in different ways, you know, approaching them in a way that's a little bit out of the box thinking, a little bit creative thinking. You wanna be involved in Judaism, and you wanna feel a spark of life for it. Be creative with your Judaism. Be creative with your mitzvahs. Be creative with your Jewish lifestyle. So you love books. You love novels. I love books. I love novels. My wife and I researched over the years to find Jewish novels that have mystery, suspense, and thriller. So I get my kick for novels, and I find it in a Jewish way. You love music, rock music, pop music, rap music, you find it in a Jewish way. Nissim Black, or Describe, or back in the day, Matis Yahu, or Eighth Day, or Morty Shapiro, or all these different bands, Maccabees and Weissuds, they take popular songs, or they take really upbeat, and they make it Jewish, and that's how you could get your music kick. You love TV? Then watch Dissel if you need to. You love movies? Go watch Ushpizen. You know, and if you love radio and audio, listen to podcasts that we put out, or listen to podcasts that are out there. Listen to Shiram, or listen to things like that. And you love TV, watch the HTV clips or the Chabad TV clips. There are ways to go about to keep Judaism alive and fresh and well. You'd be involved in lectures, be involved in things. Watch the musical, the Yosef the musical. You love theater, you could watch a Jewish version. We need to keep the mitzvahs fresh and moist. We need to keep our lives in Judaism moist and fresh. And the way to do that is to be creative and to find the outlets, to fulfill the outlets, and to do it in a Jewish way in order to uplift all of your days. Join us next time as we talk Sukkah 45 here on the TTD.